AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Salvage crews have removed a large portion of a commercial jet from the Potomac River near Reagan National Airport in Washington. This coming 5 days after the mid-air collision last week that killed 67 people. Authorities have recovered and identified 55 of the people killed in the crash. Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says he's confident all will be found. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the impact area where a medical transportation plane crashed in Philadelphia was notably expansive. Duffy says the black box has been recovered.
The black box was recovered. That was a voice recorder box. We don't have a data recorder on this aircraft, but there is an enhanced ground proximity warning system. Information can come off that device, whether it's the speed or location of the aircraft. We will be able to get some data, hopefully, off that device.
The audio courtesy of WPVI-TV. The crash Friday evening killed six people on board the Learjet 55 air ambulance. A seventh person inside a vehicle was killed on the ground. There's a pause on tariffs from Mexico.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said during a press briefing that after a conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump, that the planned tariffs are on hold. She said, they reached the agreement to be able to put more National Guards on the northern border to protect the border and prevent drug trafficking, and in particular, the trafficking of fentanyl from Mexico to the United States. The two presidents said their planned tariffs were on hold for a month to give time for negotiations. Mexico said it planned to deploy 10,000 members of its National Guard to address drug trafficking. The two leaders announced the move after what Trump described on social media as a very friendly conversation, and he said he looked forward to the upcoming talks. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports New York shields abortion pill prescribers after a local doctor was indicted in Louisiana.
After an arrest warrant was issued for a New York doctor indicted in Louisiana for prescribing abortion pills to someone there, Governor Kathy Hochul signs legislation to keep doctors' names off those pill bottles.
The doctor's name was on the prescription bottle. That's what they were looking for, to identify this individual. After today, that will no longer happen.
Hochul also vowing to fight that extradition order for Dr. Margaret Carpenter, who prescribed the abortion pills for that Louisiana minor at the request of her mother.
That there is no way in hell that I'm going to be signing an extradition agreement with the state of Louisiana to turn over a New York State doctor.
Louisiana officials found out about the pills after the minor went to the hospital with complications. The girl's mother also charged. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.